Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
And today we want to welcome our very funny guest, Mike Fine. Hi.
Hello, hello, hello.
Mike's a comedian and a writer, and we saw him perform at the Gotham Comedy Club. I was laughing so hard, I really don't remember anything you said. I was just laughing so hard. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and what's the best way for people to find out about you?
I'm a stand-up comedian and a comedy writer. I had a show on public access here in the city called the Ferris Butler Program. It still airs Sunday nights, 11:30,
wow.
Channel 57.
Oh, okay.
Channel 57.
Cool. Yeah, with the former Saturday Night Live staff writer. And my website is www.mikefinecomedy.com.
Great. And great. You're on Facebook also, so people can find you there.
I actually just took myself off of Facebook and decided to go back onto MySpace.
Yeah.
It's went to be by myself for a little while.
Yeah. So it's, that was a strategic decision.
Yes. So. Get some peace and quiet. It's
yeah, how's it working?
Oh, it's working out great. Tom sends his regards to all of you.
So what happened there with Facebook? It got to be overwhelming?
Yeah, very overwhelming.
The fans, yeah.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say fans, but it's just too much going on, too many requests, people asking you. It's a lot of work. People asking you to do this, to like this. Mm-hmm. It was too much.
It is a little too much.
Well, the worst part was having to look at your friend's kids every 2 seconds there.
Yeah, that's a little boring.
Well, they've done studies that people who watch Facebook and compare their lives to what they're seeing get depressed.
Yeah.
Because everyone posts the best stuff that's happening for the most part.
Well, the one good thing about it was that it was very impersonal. I no longer had to communicate with people in the flesh. It's,
right,
I liked how it was very superficial and, you don't have to.
Interact.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, see, that's why it works for families. I like the family on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's the
for
best.
For birthdays it's the, and for holidays.
Yeah, it's the best way to relate, I think.
Message.
Yeah, it's kind of the most, less activating method.
So you could have, Thanksgiving dinner on Facebook.
You probably could. You just show a picture of the set table and then the food, and I think it works
post comments.
Really well. Anyway, enough about us. Let's get to our first question, Logan.
Let's do.
I am about to begin a job as a new manager in the IT division of a large company. The department I will be overseeing has been without leadership for a while. I'm nervous and wonder what kinds of behaviors I should expect from the staff. Any thoughts?
You know, it's so funny because we have a client who just got promoted.
Right.
And we were talking to him yesterday. He was telling us how everyone, the people that used to be his equals are now trying to be his best friend.
Right.
You know, people really posture. Some people really posture,
I think,
and really try to butter up to you so that you love them on day one.
I have a whole category of what I think you can expect.
What?
So I think you can expect there'll be a certain kiss up, a certain number of kiss ups. People are trying to win you over, like they know everything and they can help you integrate, come in. Then there'll be the know-it-alls who just have the answer for everything. There'll be the cynics who sit back and look at you and don't think you can do much of anything. And then I was thinking there'll probably be a martyr, like we like to talk about the roles people play. I'm sure there's a martyr, someone who's suffering, who's been doing all your work while you were away or while you weren't there. And I thought, finally, there's probably an invisible one who you won't notice for the first year of your management and a rebel.
Wow, you got a lot.
That's a mouthful.
You got so much in, I'm not really sure where to start with you.
Do you get paid by the hour or by the word? Jeez.
I love that. She should get paid by the word.
Seriously, yeah.
But that's what happens, right? And especially if it's a culture that's been neglected, everyone probably has some kind of role there. I would imagine.
Well, you're talking a job as a new manager in the IT division. So let's be clear. First of all, he's going to have to get used to the move. I assume this is going to be a New Delhi or India, perhaps Bombay. So, so you're going to have to adjust to that culture over there. And, you know, they're very good at spelling, so they'll probably be correcting you every 2 minutes. So that's something you probably have to brush up on.
That's true. That's very true.
Start eating spicy foods. And
curry and crack the window. Right when you get there to air the place out.
Yes, you will have to do that.
Yeah. Okay. So expect the unexpected.
Expect the unexpected. Expect people who want, as you said, actually very clearly at the beginning, they basically want to let you know that they know what's going on so that you consider them in charge with them.
See, I always think there's somebody who's distrustful. You know, as soon as you get there, they're, you know, they're watching you.
Yeah.
And they prove yourself to me before I respect you.
Yeah.
Even though you're the boss, they just assume you don't know what you're doing. There's
and they
always
think
somebody.
They can give you a little attitude, right?
I would think they'd all hate you because they feel they got passed over for that job.
So there's a certain amount of that, yeah.
They're out to bury you, I think. That's, I would. I wouldn't trust any of these people.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? Please, I'd be careful to open up my inbox. God knows what they're going to send you to try and get you fired. It's a cutthroat business, you know. Especially IT, God knows what they could send you.
Well, you know, there's a point to that, but I think really we found in the large group there will be a few of those, but it's not the majority. People do like to be led in one way or another, and it's very hard to run an IT department with absolutely no leadership. So I think that there will be at least some welcome of direction.
Well, if they misbehave, you could just take away all their glasses.
That's
so it also says here that there's no one has been in the role for a while. See, so they may have formed their own rogue culture.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, prepare for the worst. When I read this question, I was thinking of like Lord of the Flies or something, some crazy pandemonium, you know, walking around with the conch and just...
Maybe he should carry a gun. I don't know what it takes to get a concealed carry permit.
An IT department... I don't know, maybe you could carry some viruses with
you. That's what I was about to say. It's wear protection.
So I guess we're just saying be prepared. Be prepared that you're going to run into everything.
For a range of experiences, you will be tested.
Yeah,
that's what
tested.
We know,
that's
right?
Really
and so they're going to be looking to see, can you push back? Are you clear in the direction you want to give us? Or do you know what you're doing? You know, or do you have the expertise that we have? I think that's what it is. You'll be prepared to be tested.
Yeah, I think that's it. All right, Logan, what's our next question?
I currently supervise a mid-level manager who has been with the company for a long time. I'm discovering that he needs constant reminders to follow up on the work that I assigned to him. In addition, he seems to have trouble completing tests. It's odd that he has a management position yet can't manage his own workload very well. What is the best way to handle this kind of person?
Yeah, I mean, really, there's a lot of these. I think
there are a lot of these people.
Yeah, but I actually think, because I really thought long about this question, I think you have to talk to this person, and I think you have to ask them, why are they playing it this way? Because when people get to mid-level and they act this way, they're feeling undervalued and misunderstood.
Really?
I think. Yes. What do you think, Shrinky?
Well, I did go down the Shrinky line of this because I thought perhaps this person has ADD.
Oh, my God. You really took a leap there.
Attention deficit disorder.
Oh, I thought that was like high definition TV.
He may like high definition TV, but the condition, if a person can't follow through on things and their intention, I mean, it all depends on intention, but often well-intentioned, highly distracted individuals really can't follow up on the work that's assigned to them. They're used to having assistants who organize them or who around whom they organize.
I think this guy sounds evil. I would jump
straight. Like the IT people?
Well, I would go straight to waterboarding. I know some of you may think that's excessive and, you know, it was implemented under George Bush Jr., but, you know, in certain instances, it may the situation may call for it. And
this what would you be asking him while you were waterboarding?
What's so important that you can't pay attention? Is his mind jumping to his family? Is it, I would go straight to waterboarding, maybe extreme sleep deprivation, maybe another, deprive him of sleep.
You know, Mike.
Maybe take away his chair, make him stand.
We have laws in this country. We have laws.
Which country?
In the United States, we have work.
If it doesn't apply to the politicians, why should it apply to us over here? Ooh,
good okay, point. So there's one interesting intervention.
So you like sleep deprivation?
I like standing, actually, taking away his chair. That's kind of interesting.
And the Keurig machine. Take away the no Keurig for him.
No coffee.
You know, I think you really have to ask him what's going on. I mean, maybe he has some personal problems. Maybe he has some health concerns. I mean, you just don't know what's going on in this person. But I think when someone gets to this mid-level manager and they can't do their job, there's something off and you have to find out what it is.
Well, the other thing, Kathy, that we have discovered in a number of situations is there are people who we would call sacred cows, who get a job and go up the ranks to a certain level of incompetence, but they know someone. You know, they know the original owner or their best friends, or they have someone's secret. They have some piece of information that allows them to kind of coast.
Yeah, I still think that when, you know, people come to a job every day but really don't do anything, then there's a reason. They don't feel valued. They don't like the job. They don't really want to be coming there. They're just sort of phoning it in. And I think that most people actually like to feel good about their day. They actually like to feel valued and to
get fulfillment.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little bit still of a hippie, but I do believe that people.
you're right. They're referred to as paycheck players. You know, like a lot of the New York Knicks or even my garbage men, the way my garbage men, when they come around to collect the garbage, I see how they treat the cans and they just throw them onto the street. And you could tell they're just doing it for the paycheck. They don't enjoy what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's
interesting. So you'd ask them what's going on here, what's happening.
By the way, I just want to say that the garbage men in New York City are probably some of the best looking men in the world. Okay, let's go on.
Yes.
Despite the fact that they're all smelly and sweaty. And,
so assuming
see,
that
that's
this
guy's point of view.
You need to get out more. Jeez. Holy smokes. Get someone to watch your cats and go out for a little bit. Seriously.
So assuming that this guy is as handsome as a New York garbage man, you would meet with him and say, what's going on here? Your performance seems below par. What's happening?
Yeah, and like the garbage men, I think they're undervalued. I think that the people of New York City really, they just like, get the garbage out, remove the snow. Nobody really cares about them. I think they are undervalued. Okay. When actually they do a very important job. I'm sorry.
I like that. No, I think that, it's about paying attention to someone who feels undervalued for one thing. That could be a positive outcome.
Or there could be something else wrong. They may not like their job anymore. They may have to actually move on. But I think, you know, instead of getting frustrated at this person, I think you have to talk to them and try to come up with a solution.
Okay, great. And I would like to add that they may have attention deficit disorder.
See, I would disagree with the talking. Talking could only lead to more talking and more talking. And
which we want to avoid.
Well, because then conflict could arise for that. Like when it comes to relationships, it's best to keep things bottled up and
don't say anything.
Because then you're not fighting, you know.
I see.
Just discuss everything on Facebook and then you'll keep it neutral.
Yeah, bottle it up.
You like the bottling up?
Preserving, yes, preserving.
Like fine wine.
That's right. So the problems ferment and they become greater and, you know.
Huge honking resentment.
Yeah, and then like at the Christmas party, you have a little too much. That's when you let it all out, like just unload, you know, and do it all in one shot, you know, as opposed to in little increments of, you know, gang on his case. Do it in, like, rip the Band-Aid off once. You know.
For the gashing wound that will bleed all over the party. All right, so here's another idea.
There's another business strategy.
And make sure you do it in front of the coworkers.
You want to really shame him and embarrass yourself.
Yeah, because the
I like that.
A, it adds fun to the whole dynamic.
Yeah, it's a good story.
And B, you want witnesses in case, you know, should escalate into violence or sued. And then the third point, or C, is basically, you know, it's you want to be on record so no one else will get out of line, you know.
There you go.
I put them in their place.
Mike, I think you lost your calling, really. I think you should be an HR professional.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
For Viacom?
Do me a favor, go to Time Warner. We're having a lot of issues with them.
I'd go after them.
All right. Well, I think that's it for this segment. So, Mike, how can people find you?
They could go to my website, MikeFineComedy.com, and check me out there. I perform regularly by Stand Up New York or by The Cutting Room, so check me out.
He is on Facebook, too, everybody.
Yes.
I know he doesn't want to admit it.
So join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast, and don't forget to send your questions and or your stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.